I just returned to Worthington. I've been gone for over 30 years. I graduated from Thomas Worthington High School in 1967. It feels like yesterday. And I was just talking about the memories of this area. I remember the ox roast that they had every year and how much fun that was. And I really miss that. I wish they'd bring that back. It was really a wonderful afternoon. I can remember walking down to the... That's when they only had one high school. Now it's Thomas Worthington High School. But I can remember walking to the high school and waiting for our sandwiches and seeing everybody out there by the pits and the tables. And it was just so much fun. And I can remember the community gathered around behind the high school. And it was just great. And that was one of my favorite memories. And another one I was remembering was when I was in high school, I guess I would have been in the ninth grade of freshman, my girlfriend and I used to walk uptown here, and we would play in the Griswold Inn. We'd stop at the Dairy Queen to get a milkshake, and I distinctly remember, for some reason, the winter, and we would run around in these empty stalls and these broken down walls, and it was so much fun. And we also did something we weren't supposed to at that time, but there's Episcopal Church right over here. When I think I was a sophomore, you could actually go up into the bell tower, and we would walk up into the bell tower, and we would lay up there, and we would watch High Street. We would watch the people walk around. It was so much fun. But I can't believe how much it's grown, how much it's changed. My parents and I, I remember when we first moved here, I think it was like 1963, we used to laugh because we would drive through Worthington on our way to Columbus, and my mom would always sit in the car and say, "Now don't blink, girls, because you'll miss Worthington." It was like one little tiny stoplight, and that was it. And you would just pass through Worthington on your way into Columbus where the city was, and you'd go to the city for shopping and get your White Castles. That was always a big thing. And my God, that was before McDonald's. So, you know, I mean, it was really an interesting time. And now it's a little hamlet unto itself. Well, it's even more than a hamlet. I mean, it's amazing how it's grown. So anyhow, that's what I was remembering. Mainly how much I miss the Griswold Inn. I really do wish they hadn't torn it down. And the ox roast. And there's still hope for the ox roast that they can bring it back. So,
what was the inside of the Griswold Inn like?
You know, I can remember I remember faint images, like smells. It just smelled old and musty. And I can remember old door frames and doorways. Lots of leaves. What a funny thing to remember, but I can remember lots of leaves piled against door frames and entryways, and everything was old. And at an askew, I always think of Emily Dickinson when I think of the Griswold Inn, because nothing was straight. Everything was at an angle. And I guess even then it was about ready to topple over, but we never thought it would be gone, you know. And so I went away to college, and when I came back, it was gone. And I miss it. My mother was a member of the Historical Society. She wishes that that was the one thing they could have saved.
But your mother's name?
Donna Davis. Uh-huh. And she was a member of the Historical Society for quite a few years and enjoyed it very much. And watched the restoration of the Orange Johnson home and worked with that. But, she often talks about the Griswold. Yeah. And those are my memories. Most of these buildings are new to me. My gosh, I can remember when they added on to the Methodist Church. I remember when they added on to the Presbyterian Church. I remember when they widened High Street. High Street, this street, used to be just two lanes. And it was just two little tiny lanes. So it's amazing. I remember when the Village Green in Worthington was just literally a Village Green. And I can remember when they first built the townhouses right off the side here, and the controversy, nobody wanted them built there because they wanted to keep it pristine. So it's made a lot of wonderful improvements. But yet, on the other hand, you know, like anything else, you sort of long for the nostalgia of the way it was. But lots of changes. Yeah, lots of changes. That's all I remember. Not much.